Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa teenager has died in a two-vehicle collision. The Iowa State Patrol says a car driven by 15-year-old Sierra Chrisman of Waterloo was eastbound on Independence Avenue in rural Blackhawk County when she pulled out in front of a semi hauling grain driven by Travis Rink of Clarion at the intersection with South Canfield Road. Both vehicles ended up in the southeast corner of the intersection about 7:45 Tuesday morning. Chrisman was pronounced dead at the scene. Rink was not injured. Conditions were very foggy at the time, but authorities did not say if that was a factor in the crash. The intersection was closed for several hours after the wreck while the incident was being investigated. While the trial date has changed for a Northeast Iowa woman facing felony arson charges following a fire that destroyed three homes, including the house she lived in, her legal counsel will not. Olwine police say a June 3rd fire started just after 2 a.m. at the home of the accused arsonist, 51-year-old Jeannie Murphy of Olwine. The fire then spread to two neighboring homes, with all three homes total losses. Firefighters deemed the fire suspicious, and later that day, Murphy was arrested on two counts of first-degree arson, Class B felonies, plus one count of second-degree arson, a Class C felony. According to criminal complaints, Murphy admitted to setting the fire that burned down the three houses, setting the house she lived in on fire first. Murphy has since pleaded not guilty, and her trial was scheduled for January 14th in Fayette County District Court. However, during a pretrial conference on Monday, her trial was continued and reset to February 18th. Murphy's motion to have her attorney, Christopher Kragness, disqualified as her legal counsel was also heard on Monday, but in the end, Murphy agreed to have Kragness stay on as her lawyer. Murphy remains held in the Fayette County Jail on $150,000 cash bond. A Northeast Iowa man accused of attempted murder after he allegedly hit someone with his vehicle is in line to get new legal counsel. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says an investigation of an auto accident in Rowley on October 24th led to the arrest of 70-year-old Raymond Guinow of Rowley. They allege Guinow drove his Ford Escape off the road and intentionally struck an individual before crashing into a garage. BSCO says the victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Guinow has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder, a Class B felony, with his trial currently scheduled for February 4th in Buchanan County District Court. However, that trial date is likely to change after Guinow's current attorney, Donna Smith, filed a motion over the weekend to withdraw as legal counsel, noting that she does not have a public defender contract for felony B cases. No court proceeding has been scheduled to consider that motion. A longtime North Iowa mayor has passed away after a battle with cancer. Richard Rick Schoelbrock, who served as mayor of Hanlontown for 30 years, died December 30th. He was 61. Born in Cresco, Schoelbrock grew up with a passion for motors and racing and was known for his contributions to pedal pulling. He owned Kid Power Pedal Tractor Pulls, hosting over 125 events annually and serving as Minnesota State President of Pedal Pulling. Schoelbrock worked at Winnebago as a welder for 37 years before retiring last May. He was also instrumental in local projects like bringing the Poet Bioprocessing Ethanol Plant to Hanlontown and the Diamond Joe Casino to Worth County. Funeral services for Schoelbrock will be held this Saturday morning at Grace Lutheran Church in Hanlontown. Marion, Iowa-based nonprofit Trees Forever completed tree planting projects in 91 unique communities across Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin in 2025, including more than 20 across North and Northeast Iowa. According to Michelle Beisker, CEO of Trees Forever, our work in 2025 was defined by partnerships. We don't just plant trees. We strive to get green infrastructure directly to where it can have the most impact on people's lives. That means our environmental mission is closely tied to communities and the volunteers, residents, officials, and funding partners that make the work possible. Trees Forever's 2025 programming expanded through several major campaigns across its service area. The 1 Million Trees Central Iowa initiative aims to plant, preserve, and create policy that will build the region's tree canopy by 1 million trees over a decade of work. Trees Forever partner communities in 2025 included Alamakee and Cerro Gordo counties, plus projects in the cities of Burt, Clear Lake, Cresco, Decorah, Denver, Fort Atkinson, Green, Lake Mills, Lawler, Manchester, Manly, Mason City, Monona, New Hampton, Northwood, Olwine, Protovin, Thornton, and Waukon. Through all of Trees Forever's work, the group promotes the planting of diverse native trees and prairie to build a more resilient and beneficial local ecosystem. In 2025, the organization had more than 6,700 engagements through educational outreach, volunteer events, and supporter interactions. This evening on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, UNI men's basketball against Belmont, pregame at 5:30, tip at 6, and tonight on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State men's basketball at Baylor, pregame at 6 and the tip at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.